All right, that was my little effort at beatboxing or something like that, which, I don't know, there's a little groove there, but probably not my thing. So what I'm going to do today on the Strongpreneur Podcast is talk about marketing, and specifically marketing your local-based business, contracting business, service-based business. There'll be some things in here that we talk about that will definitely apply to there are other types of businesses, but for the most part, this is all about helping you get more leads and sales for your contracting business. You know, right now, there are millions of service contractors all over the country who are wondering where their next job is coming from. And so today I want to talk about how you, as the owner of one of these businesses, can make sense of all the hats that you have to wear in your life, specifically the marketing hat. So I've kind of broken things down here in two different lists, two different ideas lists that you can have to market your local contracting business. There's some online stuff and there's some offline stuff, and I think both are incredibly important. So I'm going to take about 5 to 10 minutes today and just kind of bullet point some of these things for you and give you some stuff that'll help you generate some ideas of things that you can do to get the phone to ring continually through the year. All right, so right out of the gate, let's talk about online stuff. If you don't have a blog for your contracting business, then you're like 10 years behind. So the good news is that you can fix this relatively quickly because Google loves data, and the more data that you produce that is relevant to your industry, that is helpful to people, Google's going to give you some love. And so create content that answers customer questions, that adds value to them. Shoot for one time a week. And another great thing to do with blogs is to create project profile blogs. So if you, build a deck in Naperville, Illinois, you can do, deck building project in Naperville, Illinois, and you can highlight before and after pictures, tell a little bit of a story of how you did that. There's a lot of stuff on my website about how to write blogs, so I'm not going to go into that a whole lot. Static pages on your website. So creating 1 to 2 new pages a month on your website that are not blogs, but they just sit there and they're optimized for certain keyword phrases. And they do not contain duplicate content. You know, don't just copy and paste what you did for other pages. All right. So email marketing. This is huge. I'm blown away by the number of contractors and service business owners that I talk to that don't send anything to their email list. They don't have a database. They're not adding people to it. They're not building the list. You should be in touch with that list at least one time a month. Don't bother people, but you can promote events or educate about common problems, but don't try to sell them stuff all the time. They get, think about what's in your email inbox right now and how many things you delete because it's just another sale, it's just another pitch. I usually click on the things that are helpful to me. And so, find those things that are going to be helpful to your ideal clients and talk about those things in your email marketing. And it's also a great way to feature projects that you do and to give people ideas. Social media, if you can post 2 to 5 times a day on your social channels, this is great. Again, don't let the 2 to 5 times a day freak you out. There are tools like Hootsuite and things like that that are out there to help you schedule stuff, but you can share your blog posts. You can share a video, if you do a video blog. You can share your project profiles or other pictures or tips that are relevant, again, to your ideal clients. Another thing here is get your team involved. You've got people that work for you that I guarantee you they know how to use Facebook and they know how to use a smartphone. So if they're out on a job site and they take a picture of something, have them post it. In fact, even consider writing this into their job descriptions, okay? Everybody in the business should help with marketing. Build your list. This kind of goes back to the email marketing that we talked about, but on your website, give something away for free. If you go to my website right now, you will get the opportunity, if you go to motorhard.com, to download 6 Ways to 6 Figures in Your Service Business. Okay. It's a free ebook with some very helpful tips that will help you make more money immediately. Okay, help you get your mindset right and give you some real actionable things that you can do to build your income. Okay, so if you're a painting contractor or something like that, you could create a how to keep your walls looking good after the paint job, little ebook or a video. Again, this people give you their email and it feeds into your, these will feed leads into your company over time because you're going to be positioning yourself as the expert. Okay, so look to do that. Look to give people something that's helpful. Every time you have a lead come in, all right, add them to that list, ask them to opt in to your email list and continue to build your list. All right, I've left millions of dollars on the table in my contracting business in the first few years because I didn't build this list. So if I could have one do-over, that would be, if I could have like two or three do-overs, that would be one of them. All right. The other would have started blogging from day one because you can make a lot of money blogging for your contracting business if you do it right. Paid ads online. Google likes money. So consider running a small paid ads campaign just to help boost your organic results. Okay. You want to speak their language, give Google a little bit of money. They'll probably somehow going to give you a little bit of love back in your organic search along with the targeted campaign that you're doing. If you're doing paid ads, make sure that you send people to a targeted landing page that has a clear call to action and a unique tracking form. Okay, if you have a phone number on the page, make sure it's a dedicated pass-through number. That's what they call a pass-through. So if your number is 555-1212, if that's your normal business line, that should not be the phone number on that landing page. Otherwise, you're not going to know if this is an effective ad campaign. Okay. A lot of other things like that. So there are certainly other things that you can do online, but these will help you right out the gate, create some momentum. All right, let's talk about offline. And this is probably more important to a locally based contracting business. All right. First thing is if you have low lead flow and not a lot of referral work and things like that, then you're going to have to take a good hard look at the experience that you're giving people. If the marketplace is not talking about you, if you're not being different than the other guys, then you might have an experience problem. Okay, I truly believe that if 50% of your leads or more are not past client referrals, then you've got a problem with the experience you give. Now, the experience could be everything from you have a crappy website, it's confusing, to you're a lousy communicator, it takes you too many days to get back to people. Maybe you get back to people quickly, but it takes you a week to get them a proposal. All right. Maybe you do all that well, but the actual work you do sucks, okay, which could be a problem. All right, so the experience means a lot of things. At the end of the day, if you really want to be different than the other guys, this is low-hanging fruit. Fix your experience, and you will get more leads, I promise you. Call past clients, second thing that comes to mind. They have already hired you. That means they like and trust you, unless you were a total boob. All right, so past clients want to do business with you and refer you. They want to. They want to keep giving you money because they like you. So pick up the phone and ask, hey, how's the project holding up? You know, it could be a couple months after you do the work for them. Call them and show them that you care, and they'll remember that. I remember driving through a neighborhood once, and I picked the phone up, and I called a homeowner named Stacy, and I said, hey, I'm just driving through your neighborhood, and I just wanted to check in. I just left a voicemail on their machine. Said I just wanted to check in and see how things are going. And it was probably, I don't know, 3 to 6 months after we did a project for her. I didn't hear anything. She never called me back until about 2 months later. And she says, I've been meaning to call you after I got your message. She says, everything's great, but we got to get the house ready for Thanksgiving. We got this area of the house that needs to be done, blah, 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 blah. Ended up being up a $15,000 project the week of Thanksgiving for my painting company, all because I just picked up a phone and called her. All right, call those past leads, the people that didn't hire you 3 to 6 months ago. Okay, ask, hey, did you ever do that project? Because sometimes life happens and people get distracted and they don't do the job. So you never know what you're going to kick up. Next thing, this is if you've totally spaced out everything I've said up until this point, pay attention right now. Yep, you, hey, right now, pay attention. This is worth a lot of money. Build your influencer list. Okay. To me, there are two types of referrals. There are client referrals, people that are homeowners that hired your contracting business and they're happy with you and they tell their friends. The other referrals come from what I call influencers. And influencers are other businesses that stand in front of your ideal clients every day. So as a painting contractor, I receive dozens of leads per month from like carpet guys, plumbers, home inspectors, guys like that. So who stands in front of your ideal client? Build a relationship with at least one new influencer per month. All right. I had a list of about 40 of them. My goal was to get 100, but I had 40 that I really liked and trusted that I could refer out. And I worked hard to promote their businesses. And in turn, they gave me love back. And it was worth easily $300,000 to $400,000 a year in revenue just from my influencers. Okay. Think about it. If they're standing in front of your ideal client who's paying them money for stuff to do in the home, then they're more likely to pay you money once they know that you exist. All right, so this can be a game changer for a lot of your businesses. Last thing I want to talk about is give to your community. Do a charity project or volunteer for an organization in your area. What's cool about this is you'll build relationships with community leaders who have influence. It'll also show that you care about people too, which is always a good thing. So the whole influence, community leader influence thing's huge. I had a competitor in my area that used to get all the cool, high profile jobs in our town. And we had a way better company than his, better people, better work, all this other stuff. But he would get the scoop on these projects that were up for bid that I never got a shot at. And it's because, looking back now, it's because he was involved in the community more than I was. Okay, he took time to, at the local fest to work the beer tent with all the other Rotary Club members or whatever the heck it was. All right, when I started giving back to the community and we started doing charity projects and gave back, people really respected that and wanted to do business with us. Okay, so guys, this is what marketing your business looks like. There are no silver bullets. There's no shortcuts. Advertising salespeople are going to knock on your door and promise you shitloads of web traffic, leads, and phone calls, but they usually don't deliver. Okay, they don't. So you've got to be clear on what you want and then consistently implement what needs to be done. Over time, this creates momentum that will never leave you wondering where your next job is coming from. All right. You've got to get it in your head as a business owner that this is going to take work. This is not going to be easy. All right. So train your team how to market, because everything you do and everything you don't do is marketing. The way you dress, the way where you park your vans, all that is marketing. Okay. Pay the price consistently a little bit over time. It's like the turtle and the hare. Just be the turtle, be consistent, be clear on where you're going, and you will not run out of leads. All right, so with that, I want to continue to invite you guys to send me questions. All right, this whole podcast here today was about a question, a contractor named Lee who's struggling getting the phone to ring. He's like, how do I get the phone to ring? I don't know where my next job is coming from. So if you have a question about building your team or about getting more leads or leadership or selling more projects or delivering a better experience or whatever it is in your small business, go ahead and shoot me an email to tom@motorhard.com and I will make sure to address that on the Strongpreneur podcast. And also, we do have the Strongpreneur Mastermind group on Facebook. It's a free group. It's a private group. All you need to do is friend request me or search the Strongpreneur Mastermind on Facebook and just request access to the group, and we will grant you access and bring you in where we continue the conversation and help you get more advice, more tips, and allow you to also help other people within the group with issues that they're having as well. So with that, have a great day. Join us next time on the Strongpreneur podcast. Don't forget to send any questions you have to tom@motorhard.com, and we will see you next time, Motorhard.